Day 5. Love mercy. Therefore, the kingdom of heaven is like a king who wanted to settle accounts with his servants. As he began the settlement, a man who owed him 10,000 bags of gold was brought to him. Since he was not able to pay, the master ordered that he and his wife and his children and all that he had be sold to repay the debt. At this, the servant fell on his knees before him. "Be patient with me," he begged, "and I'll pay back everything." The servant's master took pity on him, canceled the debt, and let him go. But when that servant went out, he found one of his fellow servants who owed him 100 silver coins. He grabbed him and began to choke him. "Pay back what you owe me," he demanded. His fellow servant fell to his knees and begged him, "Be patient with me, and I will pay it back." But he refused. Instead, he went off and had the man thrown into prison until he could pay the debt. When the other servants saw what had happened, they were outraged and went and told their master everything that had happened. Then the master called the servant in. "You wicked servant," he said. "I canceled all that debt of yours because you begged me. Shouldn't you have had mercy on your fellow servant just as I had on you?" Matthew 18:23-33. Jesus tells this parable in the context of forgiveness, being willing to forgive those who have wronged you. We've all been hurt, betrayed, wronged, humiliated. Even as you read those words, I can almost guarantee that there are specific names of specific people that pop into your head. Forgiveness is hard. One of the beautiful things is that Jesus has modeled this for us. In this parable, he reminds us that God has already made the first move in the forgiveness category. He has shown us an immeasurable and undeserved mercy. How important is it to him that we share in this mercy that we've been given? Therefore, if you're offering your gift at the altar and there remember that your brother or sister has something against you, leave your gift there in front of the altar. First, go and be reconciled to them. Then, come and offer your gift. Matthew 5:23-24.